Hey there, and welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the margins of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage from the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So, grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today we read Numbers 10, Psalm 46 and 47, Song of Solomon 8, and Hebrews 8. And I can tell you, trusting God is the core of life with Him and the heart of our salvation, but also the hardest thing to live out daily. I remember one of the hardest seasons I've had with that was early on in my ministry leadership. My wife and I had been having conflict because we're on different pages spiritually. When we got married 17 years ago, neither of us knew Jesus, and then He saved me. Since then, I've been praying for her salvation. Now, during one of the most challenging seasons, the Lord was maturing my understanding of salvation, and I finally became convinced that her salvation was not about me or her, but about Him. And I'll admit, it angered me, because that meant He had just simply decided to withhold this blessing. My complaint was basically that I'm living my whole life all in for You, God, and Your kingdom. And I felt that it was clearly the best way for His work through me to be accomplished if she was saved, and we were able to work together to accomplish His will. Now, clearly, I have the best plan for getting You glory, God. Or so I thought. I remember within a week of that revelation that it is God that I'm waiting on, a friend from my bar hopping days finally accepted an invite to the church that we were a part of and was sitting with us after church having a meal, he and his wife. And he asked me, "Why is it such a big deal about going to this church?" Now, as I prepared to respond, I had the perfect answer, I thought, all lined up. My wife chimed in. She said, "You know what? I'm like you. I don't believe what they believe, and most of them know that, but they treat me with love and they make me feel welcome. I'm not a church girl, but if I'm going to go to a church, I'll go to this one." You guys, I was stunned. While still far from God, He used her in a way that He wouldn't have been able to use me. That testimony is the one my friend could connect with, because she essentially was him, lost and skeptical. Had I had things my way, that testimony wouldn't have been able to happen. And months later, I was able to baptize him, and then months after that, baptize his wife. Why? Because God gets what God wants, and He does it His way. In Psalm 46, today we see a discussion regarding the faithless and the faithful. It references the protection God has for His children and the destruction in store and underway for those who are His opponents. We are reminded that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. So when chaos abounds and things look to be beyond hope or beyond help, this truth reminds us that He is always there and always working on our behalf and ultimately for His own glory. That truth is brought home in the verse that resonated most with me, and it's probably my most quoted verse of the Bible, Psalm 46:10. "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." Now, we could debate, based on the context here in this psalm, whether he is speaking directly to the nations of non-believers that reject and oppose him and the knowledge of him, or if he speaks to the believers and simply calls them to greater trust and submission to his purposes. Either way, the directive is the same: stillness and awareness of his supremacy. This speaks to me today as it spoke to me in that season that I mentioned earlier. And it reminds me that he is always going to get his glory. He is always going to get what he is after. He will be exalted. And if that's my truest aim, to exalt him, then I have no need to fear, worry, or be frustrated. He's going to win and be glorified in the end. So the question only becomes, will you wait patiently on him in stillness and calm? Let us pray and ask for his help, that very present help, to make that true for us all. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you continue to remind us that you are supreme, that you are the creator of all things, the greatest lover, and the savior of our soul, Lord God. And we thank you that you just constantly are working out your plan through all of our broken decisions, all of our missteps, even all of our best laid plans to glorify you, Lord God. You're using it all and making it into the win that you've always had planned, Lord God. And we just ask that you would help us be that very present help in our trouble. Help us to focus on you, to trust you, to submit to you, to lean in to your plan and let go of our own plan. Simply being still and knowing that you are God. We need your help, Lord. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Well, you guys, that is the episode today. If you need prayer for anything, hit me up at Arman, A-R-M-A-N, at unshackled.network.org. I'd love to be praying for you. Leave a comment at 5bythefire.org. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and share. And I'll see you back here tomorrow on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.